My mum read mythology and Jung and psychology and religious texts and it, all the stuff of the world that is the kind of timeless stuff. And my dad read comic books and engineering manuals sometimes, but mostly to entertain himself with comic books. And he read history as well. He liked war history. He liked the shenanigans and the crazy double crossings and psychology in war books and stuff. But my dad mostly read to entertain himself, like fantasy and comic books and stuff like that. And I learned a lot from my mum in terms of that. I started to read a lot of the kind of shit that she read, like Joseph Campbell and Jung and stuff, in my 20s and 30s. And I always felt like, what's the point of reading if I'm not learning anything? I should be always reading to learn, otherwise it's a total waste. And it's only into my late 40s I finally just started reading genre crappy crime novels and thrillers, and I started going, this is where it's at. Why didn't I do this sooner? Why did I read all those Eat Your Veggies interesting books for fucking decades? Why didn't I just stop and relax? Why didn't I do this so a lot sooner? For me, it like helped me get out of some bad habits, like probably drinking too much a few years ago, especially after lockdowns and all that sort of shit. It's relaxing. Like, all I need to do if I'm having a feeling really anxious is I set a timer for 20 minutes and read absolute beautiful bullshit junk food genre books, especially crime fiction. I fucking love it so much. It's the most relaxing thing. I don't know why. I know that when I used to have a hangover, I'd watch like an animation of the Titanic sinking, or look, just go to the smorgasbord of bullshit on Twitter and see what the most depressing thing was, and somehow it would take the pain of a hangover away. And I always wondered about that. Then I was told a few years later that's been scientifically proven, that it actually takes pain away by, it's almost a weird transference of it. By looking at other painful, bullshit, horrible stuff, it can take the pain away. And so maybe that's why a lot of people love true crime and all that sort of stuff. Because it's an anesthetic. It takes it away, takes pain away. And I also find it beautiful. I love mystery. I love how poetry deepens a mystery and detectives solve the mystery. So it's almost like it's working in the same kind of arena by reading crime fiction as well. It's so relaxing. I never did it. And it's only in the last few years. Like, I remember picking up a book, a crime fiction book, off a Kmart shelf because it was like $10. Fucking maybe 10 years ago. I thought, let's just do this. I'll just try and read one. I remember thinking, this is really relaxing. I was sitting in bed reading it, but then I never really went back to it. I think I only finished half of it, and then I never went back to it. And then maybe I finished it a few years later, but I remember at the time thinking, this is really weird. This is kind of, I don't have to think. It's all served up. It's all spoon-fed to me. It's taking me away from my thoughts. It's not, because books where I'm learning, I'm participating with the book. I'm not just reading it, I'm learning, and I'm making notes in my head, and it's a back and forth process when I'm reading those sorts of books, like psychology or mythology or all that sort of stuff. It's a to and fro, it's a tennis match. But when it's just reading genre crime stuff, it's a one-way conversation of ice cream into my head, and it feels fucking good. And maybe it's something that happened when I got into my 40s, because I felt like I'd come to the end of the world in terms of what books there were and all that sort of shit. I'd read a lot of classics, I'd read a lot of the prize-winning stuff, so-called literature that often doesn't bring any kind of real new perspective to the world, unless it's kind of a forced propagandist perspective, politically owned perspective. But rarely did any modern literature didn't really learn anything from it, except that it won awards. So it's only in the last few years I started reading crime books. I was thinking, okay, I'm not drinking as much now. I've got to entertain myself at night. There's so much bullshit on TV. Most of it's crap on your streaming services. And I've seen all the classic stuff. There's just nothing left. I feel like in some way I've come to the end of culture and I've just got to write it myself or make it myself. So there's nothing else to entertain myself with. So I started reading crime genre stuff. And I picked I picked up three different books from three different authors and went, oh, I'll just read these and just see which ones I like. Because I remember that time from 10 years ago that I picked up a book and it relaxed me. A genre book relaxed me. I wasn't thinking. There wasn't that tennis match in my head. And so I picked up Michael Connelly. I picked up Patricia Cornwell. I picked up a few other authors as well that I read, like Baldacci. And I read one of his that was, I hated it. Sounded like it was written by AI or something. And I picked up a few classic stuff, classic crime novelists. And I read them all, and there were just, I loved Michael Connelly's stuff because he talked about the US, he talked about LA. LA became a character unto itself, and he was able to sort of, it wasn't just about the mystery, and it was more about the character. And I love that. It felt like, it felt warm. There was a warmth from his writing as opposed to a lot of other mystery writers that are there for the twists and the turns and that's it. And he wrote about locations and places and weather, and that stuff just it soothes me. Like, all I need to hear is the mention of rain in a book and a beautiful old building and maybe a car pulling up in the street in the dark, and I'm thrilled. I'm very easily pleased. It's like some part of me just needs to read about these things. I don't know why, but I love these genre books. I love them so much now. Like it almost hurts my brain to be reading to learn rather than reading to relax. So now I read to relax, and learning isn't relaxing for me because I feel like I'm doing that with my writing. So I now need to read to relax. Like what I notice I do is, I'll pick up some classic books that I know I should probably read just to get it, just to have some sort of reference to. And then I'll pick up a whole lot of books that I love, just that are genre crime thriller stuff. And I'll read one or two fun books to every learning book. And it's something like that. And it gets me through. It takes away my anxiety, not constantly learning. It takes away, relieves me, relaxes me. I feel like almost like a person. It pulls me away from the bullshit of the world. It's a beautiful experience. And I remember my dad saying, I took a photo of all the crime books next to my bed and sent it to my dad, thinking, oh yeah, he'll probably like that, appreciate it. And he said to me, it's such a shame that your mum, all she did was read to learn for her whole life. Like she'd highlight the shit out of books, take notes and write in them, which is what I did as well. I used to write in a lot of my books that I was trying to learn something from. And he said, yeah, it's such a shame that your mum would only read to learn rather than just read just to chill out and relax. And it's a beautiful waste of life. It's one of my favorite types of wasting my life, reading genre books. It's better than any anti-anxiety medication that I've ever had. I don't take it. I've only tried anxiety medication a couple of times in the past, and it's just bullshit numbing. It's like, fuck that shit. Just do exercise and read bullshit fun books. But it's funny how I'm slowly turning into my dad. I was once my mum, and now I'm turning into my dad with my reading habits. I've got a whole series of Michael Connelly books right next to my bed, and it warms my the home in my heart, just knowing that they're there, ready to read whenever I want. I kind of never want them to run out. There's about 20 of them there. I bought them all in advance, spent a few $100 just so I can see them, so it makes me happy. I've also been reading a bit of Freda McFadden's stuff. She's extremely ridiculously popular at the moment. Like, she's getting selling crazy amounts of books, and her writing style is almost like a 12-year-old Dear Diary kind of style. But it's, for me, she writes in such a bullshit easy spoon-fed way that I love it. I fucking love it. And I look on Goodreads and people bag the shit out of her for her poor writing and overselling certain ideas and too many twists and all that sort of bullshit. But for some reason, it's like, fuck that shit. I love it. It makes me happy. No wonder she's selling a shitload of books right now, because she's making people happy. She's entertaining. She's writing to entertain, not to impress or to advanced civilization or any of that shit. What she does for me is better than any doctor could prescribe. So I'm thankful for her stuff, as equally thankful for Michael Connelly's stuff. But if I had to say there was a book that was kind of like a cross between relaxing and learning, for me that's probably Thomas Harris, who wrote the Hannibal Lecter stuff. I read Red Dragon and Silence of the Lambs, and I'm yet to read the third one of his. But he writes in a beautiful, such a beautiful way, and no wonder it takes him 10 years or some shit to write a book. But yeah, that's a beautiful crossover between kind of crime genre bullshit fiction thriller stuff and actual literature. Like, some of the scenes in his books are, it's like, oh my god, that's incredible and beautiful. But anyway, yeah, this is in praise of reading bullshit genre books. They're my favorite. I shouldn't even call them bullshit. Like, they serve a purpose for me at this moment in my life that's a far higher purpose than all the education, all the interesting mythology, religious, psychology books, even though they're equally as important for me at this stage in my life, where I feel like I'm starting to read the same old shit. It's like I'm fully embracing this fucking lovely genre stuff. Maybe I'll read some Mills and Boone. I've got to actually probably do a sneaky buy of a Mills and Boone just to get one down in this life, just so I know what it's like, what it is, and why that genre is the most popular genre of all. I should do that. That's a good reminder to myself. Anyway, if you like my podcast, or I'd love it if you left a review for it on Apple or Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this.